Av, 18th of July, Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Lieberman, developing Chachma.
In the development of Klal Yisrael, we know that there are two primary stages. Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. And the feeling is that once we get to Matan Torah, we've reached the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, now that we have our mission, we're now Am Hashem, then we're now ready to go, ready to roll. However, when we look a little bit closer, we see that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wasn't happy with that. It wasn't finished. Matan Torah wasn't finished with the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had revealed himself on Har Sinai and given us the Aseres HaDibris. That wasn't yet Matan Torah. The fullness of Matan Torah only comes when Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Luchos from Shamayim La'aretz. Until then, Matan Torah, and we still have a Shavuos where we commemorate the Yom Tov of Matan Torah, the fact that Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us the Torah. Something's happened at Shavuos. But it's not finished. To finish that off, we need the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to give the luchos to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the luchos and brings them down. What's the significance of that? So, on a very simple level, Pashup Shat, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam speaks to Klal Yisrael, it's ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imochem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is kibyochel shamayim, and from shamayim he's talking down to Oretz. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is shamayim, Torah is in shamayim, and this earth is still a place where Gashmi is reigned. When we bring luchos into this world, when Moshe Rabbeinu takes the luchos, which are ksuvim be'etzva leikim, and he brings the Torah into Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh goes up a darga. And lamita, the tachlis of Klal Yisrael is not just to have the Torah min Hashemayim. We all know this. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to bring Shechina l'tachtonim, to bring the Shechina into this Olam. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael wasn't to be living in the Midbar. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to go into Eretz Yisrael. Famously, the Arizal says, Lechteich acharei b'midbar, describes the relationship of Klal Yisrael following the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Midbar. When you follow somebody, you're walking behind them, they give you direction, and you get to the same place that they're going. But you're still facing the back of the head. When you want to speak to somebody, you don't face the back of the head. You face the other person face to face. The yachas of Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam b'Midbar is lechtich acharei b'Midbar. The ponim al ponim of Klal Yisrael, the real closeness is when we get to Beis Olamim, when we enter Eretz Yisrael, when we settle down in a mokim that is kuloi shayach to kedusha, and we develop that closeness to Kedush Baruch, then we have the ponim al ponim. So again, this means that there's two stages in bringing Torah la'aretz. After Matan Torah, we bring the luchos down into Olam Hazeh, and then from there we have the next stage, which is to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we go into Eretz Yisrael, and then we start to mekadesh the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is built around the Beis Hamikdash, and through the avod of Klal Yisrael, the tachlis was that the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael would bring to the time where Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba meet, where there's no stira anymore between Ruchnias and Gashmias, when this world becomes a place, it's Malah Ha'aretz, Deos Hashem, which we call Yomei Samashiach. So really, the full development of Klal Yisrael is five stages. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the late of Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah, where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives the Torah, where we have our mission, we know there's something called Kedusha, there's something called Tariag Mitzvahs, we know how we're meant to be living, Shlav Beis. Shlav Gimel is when Klal Yisrael gets the Luchos, and the Luchos become part of who we are. The Luchos are written on stone, but they represent the Lev of Klal Yisrael, Kosvei, Aluach Livecho. We then apply that to real life and start to live in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz HaKodesh, and through that we get to stage 5, which is Yomei Samashiach. It is Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Luchos, Eretz Yisrael, and Yomei Samashiach. We have a Moed to celebrate the first of these stages. The Leid of Klal Yisrael, we have the Yom Tov of Pesach. The second stage, the development of Matan Torah, of course, is Yom Tov of Shavuos. The last stage, stage five, is Sukkos. That's a Yom Tov of Yemei HaMashiach. We should be Zeicher, to be Yoshev, the Sukkos, Urei Shelev Yosan, that's in the Sukkah, Kol Shkin Shmini Ateres, which is the full Dveikos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Klal Yisrael, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two middle stages don't seem to have a Moed. But of course, when we think about it, this omission is actually not an omission at all, and it becomes the answer to a question that probably bothered many people. We hear that Yemei HaMashiach, Shavuos of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av will be Nefach L'Moyed. They'll become Moyadim. What's the celebration? Because it was Chum Bes HaMikdash, because the Hufka Ha'ir. What about Shavuos of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av become Moyadim? But now it's moving. The Yom of Shavuos of Tammuz Be'atzmusa is the Yom of Nesina Saluchis. That's the day when the Rebbein Shem gives Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchas and he's to bring them down the Aretz with Shavuos of Tammuz. We did an egel, we made the egel, we did a chet, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. So something went wrong. We didn't get the luchas as we should have. But the yoim is a yoim of Kabbalah's luchas. The yoim that's shaykh to Kalal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael, the first day when they start taking actual strides towards Eretz Yisrael is Tisha B'Av. The yoim that the Meraglim should have come back with the right news, and we would have gone off to conquer Eretz Yisrael. We didn't. We lost it, and that yoim, instead of becoming the yoim of Knesset and Eretz Yisrael, became the yoim of Churban, of the Aveda, of not being able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Which means that we see the development of Klal Yisrael through the year. Be'emes has five Moyadim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Kabbalas Luchos, Eretz Yisrael, and then Yemei HaMashiach. And we, Nebuch, don't have those two Moyadim. We're missing two stations, two stops. And if we understand the Moyad is where Klal Yisrael refill, a Moyad is a point at which we recharge, and if part of the Avodah of a Yid is based on being able to build those specific pieces, Shana B'Shana, each year we rebuild ourselves, and we add one part of who we are through the Moyad HaShana, then we seem to have two gaping holes. Shavuos of Tammuz is gone, and Tisha B'Av is gone. When are we going to relate to the Kabbalah Sluchis? And when are we going to relate to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? When are we going to relate to this topic of bringing Ruchnius, of bringing Shechina into the world that we live in? So Pashas, too bad, that's part of the Churban, it's part of the disaster. But if one thinks about it, to think about the Avodah Sayyim, and I think we'll see that it's not so detached. On a very simple level, there are two ways to connect to something. One is you have it, you connect to it. When you have your parents close by, you can go, you can visit them, you hug them, you kiss them, you talk to them, and there's a kesher between the child and the parent. If the parent is far away, then what's the relationship? You can't have the close relationship, you can't talk to each other, there's no phones, there's no kesher, you can't, maybe you can write letters, but you don't have that closeness. The emotional response then is the feelings of kisufin, you miss them. Missing someone is also a form of a relationship. On a very simple level, that could be the pshat in the Avodah of 3 weeks, is that Klal Yisrael are missing the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we don't stand missing. We're missing the different stages. We're missing the Shechina Ba'aretz. On Shavuos of Tammuz, we're fast because we're missing the Luchos. We're missing that closeness of the fact that this world to us is a place that is contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, contrary to Torah, contrary to Ruchnius. And we don't have Luchos with us. And on Tisha B'Av, we start to miss the Gilui Shechina that is Beis HaMikdash, that is Eretz Yisrael, of being able to have the Mokim where we feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that tell us about the Avodah of Tisha B'Av? We're almost there. We're in the middle of the 9 days. And the Shaila is, how do we turn this into a meaningful Avodah? To many people, the 9 days are just a difficult time that you have to just get through as fast as possible, as quickly as possible, as minimal as possible. You know, the Rabbanim always complain that they get these shilas during the 3 weeks for a heta of this haircut and a heta of that washing and this heta. They're always, people are always looking for heterim. They say when it comes to an avelus, they don't get that type of question. The facts are that Nebuch, when there's an avelus, we naturally feel the loss. The loss of Beis HaMikdash is not something that we have so easily. So we have to work on developing that haragosha. It's not going to be something that happens. So what do we do? What are we going to do in these last few days of the 9 days to try and develop a closeness? And there's different etzes. We try different things. We try to stop during davening and focus on the times where the points where we talk about Geula and Beis HaMikdash. We have Korbanos. At least they're in the Siddur. During this time of the year, maybe we can get up a little bit earlier and say Korbanos. Yerotzen Sheibana Beis HaMikdash Mehirav Yemeinu V'Sem Chakelim Tzerezachav. Right through davening those, so many brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei that relate to the Churban, to the fact that we're missing Binyan Beis HaMikdash. In benching, we have a whole bracha about Yerushalayim, about Beis HaMikdash. There's no shortage of places where we can stop and ponder and be mizbonen about the fact that we don't have Beis HaMikdash. I'm not sure if that's enough for us, if that's enough to... We've had a nerdigi yerida in this area, being able to be misabel at Yerushalayim, where we feel that Deiris Rishonim were much more capable of feeling the tzar, of crying on Tisha B'Av, of sensing that something's missing. And we just don't have that anymore. We just don't seem to naturally be able to relate to the tzar HaShchina, to the fact that Klal Yisrael isn't the way they should. What do we do about it? What is the Avodah Sayon? So interesting at Oros, some of these Shtel Zechon. We know that the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis talks about the Avodah of Yemei HaTainis. Shurur brings down this Yisoid in Hilchos Tainis. So it's very nice that we're fasting, we don't eat, we don't drink, but that's not the Ikka of the Tainis. That's meant to bring us to Hisoiris, to bring us to Tshuva, as the Rambam writes. And that's why on a Tainis, we takev Slichas. And when the Seira to Tshuva, Slichas finishes, with Vidui, they hold your Seira of Slichas to bring a person to Tshuva. The end of Slichas is Hashem b'Bagad m'Kazalu. And if we are Mizbeinen, and we're not rushing at that point, trying to catch up something, then we stop and we realize the whole thing was meant to bring to that. Slichas is that Ramba. Stop, be Mizbeinen in what's happening, and then, through that, get to a real Vidui, a real Maisa of Tshuva. It's interesting that Tisha B'Av, we don't do that. There's no Slichas on Tisha B'Av. Slichas on every other Tainus. Slichas during Elul. Slichas Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But it comes to Tisha B'Av, and the Slichas are missing. What's that? Instead, we have a new Avodah. An Avodah of Avelus. What is the Avodah of Avelus? So it's an interesting Rambam. And I'd just like to point out one word in the Rambam, which is very familiar because it comes up elsewhere, and there's a pshat that is assumed elsewhere, and I'm not sure that's what the Rambam is saying. Rambam in Hilchos Avelus goes through all the halachas, and then at the end of Perek Yud Gimel he says azay, Kol mi she'inu misabel k'mo she'tzivu chachamim. Somebody who doesn't keep the Avelus the way Chazal tell him to, Hareza Achzori is an Achzor. Elo, so what is Avelus doing? How do you keep Avelus properly? Elo Yefachid, V'yidag, V'yefashvesh b'maisov v'yachzor b'tshuva. The Yisoid of Avelus is also Chazor b'tshuva. It's not just a time to feel the tzar. It's not just a time to sense the loss. It's not just a time to reminisce about the different milas of the Nifta. The Avodah Shteit Rambam, the Avodah of Avelus is Yefachid, frightened, Yidag, to be concerned, to worry, V'yefashvesh b'maisav, V'yachzor b'tshuva. So he stops, he's mefashvesh b'maisav, starts to ask, where have I gone wrong? Are there things that the Rebbein Shem isn't happy with? And he brings a very famous Gemara, the Echad Mibnei Achabura Shameis Tidag Kol Achabura Kula. If there was a group, and one is Nifta, then that Petira is a message to the whole group. It says something the Rebbein Shem isn't happy. If a message comes, if somebody in the Bnei Chabura is ill, if somebody in Bnei Chabura is nifta, it's something that's meant to wake us up, meant to ask us to vash vesh v'maisov. Are my maisim really the way they should be? During the first 3 days, he feels a sword placed on his shoulder. The shoulder is the place closest to the neck. And he feels the sword ready, Rahman al-Islam. At the end of the Shiva, he can picture that he's probably done enough tshuva that the kitrug is less, but it's not gone. It's still in the room, waiting in the corner. There's a cherev munachas. And then he says, "Mikam beilach oiveres connect oibeshuk." It's not in the same room, but it's still there. It's still an ever-present, accompanying thought that there's a cherev out there. There's a risk that the Rebbeinu Shem could take this, the life of this person as well as the life of his chaver, and that's how he's meant to live with Avinus. Kol ze kedei lahochin atzmoi lachzor v'yeyer mishnosoi. But that's a ufvekin. To wake a person up. We just have to wake up. Yisod of Avelus is to wake us up. We note an interesting word. When the Rambam starts, he says, somebody who's not misabul, hareze achzori. Does that ring a bell? A famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam talks about the Mitzvah Saseim and Atelier Lizei Kulariya, Bechatzitris, Bechatzorish, Tovah, Hatzibur. Vidova Zemidarke Hatshuvahu, Shebizman Shetovah, Yitzorah, Vizaku Aleo, Vyariu, Yedakul, Shebiglel, Maseim, Oroim, Huralem, Kakosa, Vinisechim, Hitu, Vizel Sheyigraim Lem, Lahosir, Hatzorah, Mealem. The only way to remove the Torah is to recognize the reason why the Torah is, that's famous. And the Rambam continues, also very famous, if people ignore it and they say this is part of the natural order, that is the derech of achzorius. That's not achzorius, that's kfira. That's ignoring the revelation. What's good to do with achzorius? Achzorius is about being cruel. So what pshat is, because the Rambam just said, the recognizing the Rebbeinu Shalom is the only way to remove the Tzoros. The Tzoros are there as a wake-up call. And until we wake up, we can snooze it, but it's going to come back, and it's going to ring louder until eventually we wake up. And the Rambam says, and maybe the Rambam seems to be saying, the Achzorius is, you're creating cruelty. Because all these difficult sorrows that aren't necessary are all coming because this person committed to the Danish Lord. I must say, I'm not convinced that's Pshat Rambam. Look at the Lashon Rambam. Somebody who says it's Mikra, Hareza Derech Achzorius, Vegoy Remes Lohem Leidovik B'maseim Oroi. It's Derech Achzorius, and furthermore, it brings a person to keep doing his Averis, which in turn will bring more sorrows. The Rambam doesn't seem to be saying that the Achzorius is the fact that he's bringing Tzoros. In Hilchas Evel, it certainly doesn't sound like that. He says, "Komi shem zavon v'shetzim chum hareiza Achzori, elo yufachet v'yidag," and he doesn't say, therefore, if you don't, it'll bring Tzoros. That he says in Hilchas Tainus. So in Hilchas Tainus, you can say that the Vav is lav davka, and he's Achzori because he'll do the Averis and bring more Tzoros. In Hilchas Avedus, it doesn't sound like it. It's possible that what the Rambam is telling us is there's a middah called achzorius. Achzorius means a person is detached, a person switched off, isn't emotionally connected to what's really happening. Veld says achzor is but a stranger, he has no connection to what's happening. The middah of achzorius is a middah that doesn't allow a person to emotionally connect to what's happening. There's been a tzorah. Something's happened, something tragic has happened, and it ought to shake us up. But we don't sense it, we don't feel it, because we're distracted, we're disjointed, we're disconnected from what's happening. The lave isn't open. When the lave isn't open, we don't fully experience the Torah, and we don't experience the Torah, then of course we won't get the message. Getting the message means being alive, means having our hearts switched on, sensing the Torah. And this may explain the avodah of Tisha B'Av. There's an avodah of seeing a tzara and waking up and getting a message. And there's an avodah of living the tzar, of experiencing loss, of sensing that something is missing, that we can't continue the way things are. What the Avelus is trying to do is to bring a stop, they say B'Shem Rav Hirsch, that Avel and Avel are the same word. Avel is but. But, in a sentence, stops you in mid-track and says, you were saying this, but, means you've got to stop and change direction. Avel, but. One second. We can't continue the same script. We can't continue the same sentence. It's time to stop, to wake up, to think, what is happening? To shake ourselves out of our slumber. Interesting thing. The avodah of the 3 weeks we know continues into an avodah of Shiva Denechemta. A disproportionate amount of weeks, more than double the time that we spend on avodahs, we spend on Nechama. You know, if Nechama is so important, then why do we need the avodahs? We're going to have 7 weeks of Nechama where the Rebbe will say it's fine, it's okay, it's good. So, how are we going to shpul this oath? How are we going to, if we don't remember from last year? We had all these avelas, and we were all so sad, and then the Rosh said, it's okay, don't worry, and there's 7 avtoros, but the Rosh reassures us it's fine. Do you understand what I'm the avelas, Nechama? How are we meant to get to the avelas if we know there's going to be Nechama afterwards? The Pashup Shat Mestam is, Kol HaMis Abel Al Yerushalayim Zoycha V'Roya B'Simchosa. Nechama isn't just somebody saying, oh, it's okay, don't worry. Nechman Litzan, if you've ever been at Shiva, and somebody comes in to tell them that it's okay. There's nothing more hurtful than somebody trivializing another person's pain and suffering. It isn't okay. Actually, it's not okay at all. The feeling of Avelus is Avel, is that everything stopped. So where does Nechama come from? Nechama comes when a person is masig the Torah, and mitoch the Torah recognizes where to go from there. A person who hasn't experienced Avelus, a person who skips the Shiva, and go straight to Nechama, we'll never get a true Nechama, it's impossible. Nechama is powered by Avelus. The closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we developed through the Shivat Nechemta is dependent on how much Avelus we were Zeicha during the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av. If one gets to the stage when one realizes Zalei HaChaliot, it can't carry on, then you can begin to ask, so what are we going to do about it? There's a core of the problem. There's a recognition that this is impossible. This mustn't carry on. And until we've got there, then we're still in the same old chayim. There's no mocking for Nechama. Nechama searches out new pathways, new directions, new routes to success that we never imagined possible. Nechama drives people to achieve things that they never could have achieved before. We've all seen people who went through a tzara, and the Nechama, the ability to take that tzara and approach it from a new angle and direct all that pain in the right direction has driven them to achieve things that we otherwise would have considered beyond their capabilities. But that's the Kayach of Nechama. It's driven by Avelus. Where there's no Avelus, there's no Nechama. What we're investing now in these Tisha Sayomim, what we're investing in is we're investing in Avelus that produces Nechama, that ultimately produces a Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Kippur, and a Sukkot. It's not a mikra, but that's the Seder Hashanah that these 3 weeks leading to Shiva Nechemta leads right up to the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Seder HaAvodah. But if we're not going to stop, if we're achzori, if we're not willing to recognize how unbearable the Tzar is, if we can't let go and open our hearts and cry for the Tzar of Kalal Yisrael, for the tzaras of Kalal Yisrael, for the fact that we're not in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that we're not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have no way to drive that Nechama that brings us to a whole new Shana. It's about stopping and seeing a new perspective. Stopping and sensing that there's something missing in our lives. The Ma'is of Avelus, interestingly, is a neglect of a person's basic physical needs. That's what it is. We don't wash, we don't shave, we don't cut our nails, we don't change clothes. It's a neglect of the gashmis of the Adam. And on some level, this is not the prisha of Yom Kippur, of entering a world of ruchnis, but it's a zilzul in the olam of Gashmis. I bring from the Mabit that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, one fast was not enough. We needed the fast of Yom Kippur. Now in Golus, we're not strong enough, and we need two fasts. The fast of Tisha B'Av and the fast of Yom Kippur. And it's possible what it's saying is there's two different hasogis. A person can be masig in Olam Elyon and Yom Kippur. A person gets a feeling of what it's going to be like in Olam Habo. And a Chanami, that can raise a person to Tshuva. On Sefer Rav Lev, he said, but Tisha B'Av is the day when a person chaps what Gehenna looks like. Halavai, Gehenna should only be like Tisha B'Av. But the Hargosha, that the zilzul in our lives in Olam Hazeh, so long as we're involved in Olam Hazeh, and Olam Hazeh becomes a tachlis, when the details and the perfection of our homes and our cars is what occupies us, takes a place in our life, there's no mokum for Golus HaShechina. To stop and chap, it can't continue. Avol. There's a concept of a rhetorical question. And often we associate rhetorical questions with people who are cynical. You know, why are you asking the question if you don't want an answer? Any teenager will tell you that. Why are you asking a question, you know? What do you mean, why didn't I? I didn't. What do you want? What do you mean, why? What's the seichel of a rhetorical question? And yet, Tisha B'Av is all about a rhetorical question. Eicha yoshva vadot. What's the question? Let's say teretz to Eicha. What's the answer? We ask Eicha yoshva vadot. Eicha yuam zav. There's a point in sorrow. There's a point when a person suffers. A person recognizes this just doesn't make sense. It doesn't, and we start to scream. Rukham Shulevitz would famously say, "Asitut vei shreitim." When a person's in pain, he screams. He's not calling for help. There's nobody there. There's nobody. He's not calling out even to Rabbeinu Shalom to help him. He just screams, and the scream is saying, "I can't take this any longer. It can't continue." That feeling is a feeling that this just doesn't make sense. This can't continue. And like we say in Kinnas, Klal Yisrael says to the Rebbeinu Shleila, "Im techalna nashim pirion." Is this possible? Does this make sense? Can such levels of tzar really? Where does this come? What is happening? And the Rebbeinu Shleila says, "Im yahari b'mishkan Hashem k'ein benavi." Is your behavior acceptable? Are our maisim the way we should be? When we feel tzar, when we feel tzoros, when we finally wake up on Tisha B'Av and we sense that this is just not the way it should be, we have to translate that into our maisim, into our lives, and recognize that the Rebbeinu Shem is saying, of course it can't be, but that does make sense. Your life does make sense. The avol that we hear in Tzoros that says, but we better, this doesn't continue. Eicha, how can this be? Has to then be translated into our lives, where we say, Eicha, how can we live so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we live a life where the Ikir is Gashmis, where our considerations are so rochik miruchnius, where Torah isn't central to our lives, where Tefillah is a nuisance, and we're trying to get rid of it as fast as possible? How does that, Eicha, how does that make sense? When the Tzoros tell us, life doesn't make sense. We translate that into our lives, and we say, Eibazoi, if that's a, then maybe we need to change something. It's a time to leave go of the achzor. Let the heart open. When the heart opens, that question arises, and it's natural, automatically. Then we hear, Eicha Yoshua Vadad. We hear the Rebbeinu Shem saying to us, Ayeka, so where are you? How does your life continue if this is the dagger that we have, and we should be zeicher through that change? Through our goshas avelus, through our gosh of the tzar, of the kirvus ashchina. Well, it says, it's Chedesh Av, the Chedesh of the Rebbeinu Shem, who's Av of Klal Yisrael. Menachem Av, when we start to feel that we want to give Yochel, bring a Nechama to the Rebbeinu Shleilem, then we start to feel the closeness, and that itself will bring us back. Amen.